brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
She was in the Republican debate last night with Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the senator, and Governor Rick Perry. She is a registered nurse in Texas, a patriot, part of the End the Fed movement with Ron Paul. She's running for governor, and she really impressed people. I listened to WOAI, WBAP, and News Radio 590 KLBJ this morning. Every caller was calling in. Every caller. And I listened for an hour and a half to different stations, was saying, I want Deborah Medina. I'm sick of Rick Perry. I'm sick of Kay Bailey Hutchinson. These are establishment, big government, fake conservatives, masquerading as Tea Party people. We want the bona fide, real deal Deborah Medina. And she said the right thing on property taxes, on the Second Amendment. She was confident. She was authoritative in the calm way. She really put the reporters back on their heels that were trying to savage her, who were asking the questions. She's with us for the next 30 minutes. We're going to get her in studio in the next week or so when she's here in Austin, Texas. But by running, she wins either way by injecting real issues, just like Ron Paul at the national level in 2008. And so we want to play some clips from the debate and get her take on what's happening. But Deborah Medina, we salute you and those that have been supporting you. Are you getting the same incredible feedback we're seeing here?
We are, Alex. We've waited the whole day for media today, and I'm back-to-back almost all day long. So it's been a really good push for the campaign, good bump. Lots of web traffic last night, lots of contributions, and we've got to push hard. We've got to push hard. We've just got a few days left and until the election on March 2nd.
Absolutely. For those that don't know, we're going to put it up on screen as we simulcast it, prisonplanet.tv. Give folks your website address.
MedinaForTexas.com. And if you go there, you'll also see we've got a kind of a new text service now. I'm sorry, on our Facebook page, we're talking about the new text service that we've got. You can text M4TEXT, the letter M, the number 4, TX, to 41411 and get on our SMS text messaging service as well, so you can get real-time updates from the campaign wherever you are.
Well, this is extremely exciting what's happening. Perry likes to act like he's a conservative. So does Kay Bailey Hutchinson, but they've all been for the NAFTA highways. Hutchinson claims she isn't now. She's a member of the Bilderberg Group. Perry's been an attendee. It didn't matter how many times the legislature voted to say no to toll roads. He would always try to block it. I mean, you are the only choice for Texas.
Well, I think we've talked about transportation, and it really boils down to a disregard for private property ownership in Texas. Transportation, Texas Transportation Institute, TxDOT are holding Texas drivers hostage to their agenda to further that super corridor through our state. And it's time that we have somebody who will really stand up and lay the, you know, put transparency out there, audit TxDOT, have accountability, set the bar for excellence in state service. And clearly, I think people saw last night, neither Kay or Rick are going to do that.
Deborah, why do you think you're getting so much positive press right now? There have been a few hit pieces in the media saying, oh, she's against the New World Order. Doesn't the media understand it's popular to be against the New World Order now?
You know, I'm not sure. We had a great opportunity last night to talk with the press afterwards. Kay and Rick ran from that, you know, kind of reinforcing the notion that they want to talk at Texans but not listen to or engage with Texans. But I think my campaign staff was a little surprised that, and our team a little surprised that we didn't get more questions than we did. I think people were pretty shocked by the strength of the debate and the amount. And clearly, I'd like to talk a lot more about the issues than what we were able to, but it was more substance than I think people were expecting. And
because all we got was bickering. That's what I heard the callers saying on mainline talk radio was, you were substance, you were constitutional, all they did was fight with each other, and that's why you won the debate. Most people are saying that in Texas. A huge victory. Stay there.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Deborah Medina is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's been in the first big Republican debate, hands down won it. Many newspapers are saying that. The grassroots that I've been monitoring is conclusively saying that. They want to know more about Deborah Medina. But the first big issue, we have an article at Infowars.com, Governor candidate Deborah Medina excluded from televised debate. The next key debate coming up January 29th, right before the key primary, right before voters really make their decision. And with your incredible showing last night, your poll numbers going up even higher, they need to put you in there. But I've read that Belo, the big globalist corporation that owns a lot of the TV stations and Dallas Morning News, they're saying not only do you have to have 15%, you've got to be able in the past to have held a comparable political position. So you should have been a U.S. senator or a Texas governor or lieutenant governor to be able to be on the same stage. By that yardstick, only super high-powered politicians can be in debates. I mean, they're really, as they see the revolution of awakening back to the Constitution happening, they are bringing out a new standard that no one can get over. You can't just be a mayor. You can't be a state representative and be in a debate now for governor. You have to have been a former governor or U.S. senator. This is clearly discriminatory. People need to boycott Belo if they don't change this. Dump the Dallas Morning News. They need to look at their past policies because they're doing a quasi-public thing. They're acting like it's a public debate, but really they're skewing it. Or people need to boycott this debate and call for other real debates. Deborah Medina running for governor here in Texas. Give us your breakdown on this.
Well, I think, you know, we've talked about this political royal class in America, and this is more evidence that at least the political establishment and those that support them seem to have an agenda to further that. I hope that we'll use the free market to put pressure on Belo. I know that there are supporters out there talking with their advertisers and clearly making it known to them that they want this debate to happen in Texas. They want all three candidates to be heard from, and we need another opportunity to see all three of us on stage and allow the voter to make a choice in the next election. So people can help us out by calling Belo and letting them know about that, but also by calling their advertisers and their support, their customer base and letting them know. And then help us out by visiting MedinaForTexas.com and driving dollars our way so that we can buy the media and get out there, get the message out between now and March 2nd.
Well, Deborah, I mean, looking at this, it's so outrageous to read the policy, the new policy of Belo, that you have to have 15% in the polls, and on top of it, you have to, and before it was 15% in the polls in the final debate between Republicans and Democrats and third parties, and that was at the national level, and they only brought that policy in the last 8 years, more restrictive than what was there previously. But to now, in a primary debate, say, not only do you have to have 15%, you've got to hold comparable public status. So you would have had to be a governor from another state or a U.S. senator to be able to be on that stage. That is an impossible hurdle. That on its face is fraud. I mean, they must be scared to death of the grassroots, and now they might just come right out and ban third parties or ban candidates from higher office if you weren't already in higher office. I mean, how will people get into higher office if you have to first be in the highest level of executive office? I mean, this is outrageous.
Well, and it's just totally ignoring even the candidacy. You know, the rest of the media all over Texas and certainly the grassroots is abuzz with what happened in that debate last night, and yet when you read the Dallas Morning News and their report of the debate, they kind of leave Deborah Medina out. It's almost as though I wasn't on stage. It's like, were you even at the same debate the rest of Texas was watching? Because to read their reports, they don't address the Deborah Medina factor at all. And I guess clearly that's where the establishment would like to see. They don't want people rising up. They want us to be worker bees, serving that political class, but not out here producing on our own and being independent and enjoying the liberty that our founders, you know, put into that Constitution. I mean, they set this nation up so that we can enjoy that freedom and prosperity that's God-given. Life, liberty, property. That's not yours to give. It was given to us by the Creator. It's yours to protect and preserve. And the Constitution gives us the way, gives us the blueprint by which to do that, and yet we've got just exactly what our founders knew we were going to have, this abuse by a tyrannical power, political power,
well,
and we really are creating a royal class in America.
Well, Perry's one talking point was that you and Kay Bailey Hutchinson hate Texas and are saying Texas is bad. When you're trying to save what Texas is, it's Perry that masquerades as a conservative, and Kay Bailey Hutchinson is even worse, if that's possible, from Washington. And they have brought in, conservatively, a $400 million looting deal to grab 8,000 miles of existing roads and put toll roads on them. They're both involved up to their eyeballs in it, though they now try to deny that. It's on record they are. They are. Texas has passed all these new districts for taxing. Every few months, a new bureaucrat shows up and tells me about some new tax that my little office has to pay. We are turning into California or New York or Illinois or something. Texas does have people flooding to it because it's not as bad as other states, but not for long. I mean, you're trying to save Texas as a haven of low taxes and low regulation. And we know what K-Baby and Mr. Hairspray, Pretty Hair, Twinkle Toes, Perry is going to do, and for him to try to spin it that you're bad-mouthing Texas, it's just more fraud from this guy. The sales taxes keep going up. The property taxes keep going up, even as housing prices go down. Can you speak to what you would do as governor to the tax system?
Well, we've got to eliminate property tax in Texas.
Eliminate! We didn't have it before and built this country. Eliminate it. It's a tax on your property. It's rent. You don't really own your property, the founders said, if you have a property tax.
We've got to eliminate property tax. We've got to recognize that we do need some essential government services. There are some things that cities and counties and the state government need to do, and clearly they need funds for that. But the best way to raise that money, the taxing method that causes the least drag on a free and prosperous economy, is a sales tax. We need to broaden the base of our sales tax, probably raise the rate a tad, unless we decide to also tax property at the time of the sale, in which case we can actually lower the rate. But that's the thing that's going to generate the most economic activity, spread the weight of the government burden, I guess, over all citizens, not unfairly stacking on property owners. We've got to do that. But I think that the governor, you know, he'd like to paint this really rosy picture. I guess as a registered nurse, my job wasn't to look at how healthy I would like for you to be, but to deal with the reality of what your clinical conditions and signs are. And the reality of the economic condition here in Texas isn't near as rosy as he'd like to paint it. I certainly am not about tearing Texas down. I'm about being a realist and looking at objectively where we are, figuring out what's hindering us and getting us on the path to that freedom and prosperity that we ought to be enjoying.
When Perry was selling
jobs in the public sector and boasting about employment numbers going up, that is a bold-faced lie. You are creating more of a burden on the private sector. We've added 156,000 jobs in the public sector in the last 4 years. He's boasting about adding 142,000 to the Texas economy in the last 4 years, but all of those have been in the public sector. We've lost 14,000 jobs in the private sector. That's not job growth.
Absolutely. So for those that don't understand, Texas is becoming like Massachusetts or New York, and Perry's saying in his doublespeak, that's a great thing. Deborah Medina is saying, no, go back the way Texas was. Make Texas great again. They're trying to raise the Texas gas tax. They're trying to do everything right now. We have got to block this. I mean, the economy is imploding in this state, not as bad as other states, because we haven't had the blight of big government as much as other states. That's why people are running to Texas right now, running away from big government. Deborah, I want to play a clip of you.
Alex, let me jump in. Not as bad as other states because they overtaxed us a few years ago. Remember, he built up that rainy day fund to $20 billion because he was overtaxing Texans. Anybody that's got sitting on that kind of profit can weather a storm. That's why Texas is weathering the storm, because the governor and the legislature allowed those taxes to be overcollected in prior years.
Absolutely, and most of them have their hands in the till. Now, I want to play a clip of you confronting Perry during the debate. And again, you were always bringing up issues. They were bringing up lots of feel-good propaganda and having a cat fight between themselves, the two ninnies. Here it is.
You were a Democrat before you were a Republican, having worked for Al Gore as his campaign manager. You've broken promises on education, securing our border, and property tax reform. You failed to listen to Texans on issues like the Trans-Texas Corridor. What evidence can you give we Texans that you'll keep your word this time around?
Ms. Medina, I made the same decision that Ronald Reagan made back in his life, that the Republican Party was the party that I wanted to be associated with. And I'm glad I did, and I'm glad he did. And I'm glad to be a part of the party that Ronald Reagan came to. From the standpoint of putting our promises in place, I promised that I would do everything that I could to make this state a place where people were proud to live, and I think we've done that. When you look at what we have created in this state over the last 8 years, when you look at walking into a budget deficit of $10 billion in 2003, cutting that budget, reducing the taxes, the tort reform that we passed, I will tell you that doctors all across this state are really proud of what we've been able to do.
Thank you, Governor.
People are proud to live in Texas and live in a state where they can keep more of what they work for.
Can I respond?
Very briefly,
please. You know, you talk about the great economic state that we're in, but the reality is Texas' own consolidated annual financial report shows under your leadership our debt's tripled and per capita taxation has gone up 49%. that's painting a rosy picture that doesn't exist. Texans are suffering because Texas is marching right down the same path that California did. If we don't change our course, we're going to find ourselves there.
It's Medina.
Unbelievably good. Again, she had actual government numbers, something that these politicians never give the public. She was giving you the real numbers. Incredible, Deborah Medina. That's why you need to be the next governor.
I think you and I read the Texas Consolidated Annual Financial Report. I'm not sure either Kay or Rick have ever looked at that. You can't be an executive and not know what the financial condition of your organization is. Texans deserve an accurate, honest annual financial report from our CEO. That's the governor, and he's failed to do that time and time again.
And he got upset when you brought that up because no one, 10 years ago when I first started exposing this with Walter Burian and made a film about it, no one knew about these. That's the real set of books, not the budget. The budget is the fake thing they push. And boy, you broke a big taboo. He got upset when you mentioned that little secret name.
Well, I'm going to keep doing that. In fact, I carry it with me most everywhere I go, and if they'd have let me have some notes on stage last night, I'd had it in my hand. It is dog-eared and being used up. I'm waiting for the newest one to come out so that we can kind of look at where we are. But certainly we've seen the assets of Texas dwindle. They have not been well managed, and we're going to keep reporting that to people. I think we all know it intuitively. We know something's not right here. Things are not economically as healthy as the governor paints, the picture that he paints. We also ought to be pushing Texas. I've been pushing Texas to call a special session and nullify health care, but we also ought to be pushing the state government to cut spending right now. We've seen tremendous declines in the sales tax revenue, so the amount of money that they predicted they would have to spend is not going to come in. We already know we're going to be facing a huge hole in 2011 economically, and that hole is going to be bigger because that revenue is not coming in. Everybody is hurting, and when we have to tighten our belts in the private sector, the government needs to be even ahead of that curve and be ratcheting down and getting as lean and mean as they can be, and we've just not seen that kind of responsiveness in the public sector here in Texas. We've got to push for that.
Deborah, shifting gears in the time we have left, we're going to get you in studio for a full hour in the near future. You're gracious enough to spend that time with us. If you could become governor, and it will then be a beacon to other states, Texas leads the nation, California leads the nation in collapse, Texas leads the nation in revival, historically, financially, as Texas goes, the rest of the nation goes, that's been said for over 60 years, that if you can win in Texas, then in other gubernatorial races coming up, other in the fetters, true patriots, true libertarians, true constitutionalists will have even bigger shots. That's why this race is so important to the rest of the country, because it's a bellwether. And just briefly, if you became governor, you're saying, and other attorney generals are already saying this in other states, block the government takeover of health care, block the NAFTA takeover. Really secure our border. I mean, governors have such incredible constitutional power. Briefly, what will you do through Texas on the national stage to block the globalist takeover if you become governor?
Well, really going to starting now, talking to people about legislators, about getting us the legislation we need to secure private property ownership. But at the federal level, boy, we've got to stop health care. Not one bit of that new nationalization of federal health care ought to be coming into Texas. I think we're going to see cap and trade come at us through the EPA. I don't know that they're actually going to get the bill through the Congress, but the EPA is going to try to implement that anyway. It kills industry. It kills all industry in Texas. We have got to get the Attorney General fighting on the behalf of Texas against the EPA. The governor ought to be interposing against the EPA. We have the TCEQ here in Texas that's not maybe doing what it should and all that it should. It's kind of been the puppet of the EPA. We need to relook at the role of that agency and say, you know, Texas is going to take a critical look at where and if we need to be regulating industry, and everywhere else we're going to get out. We're not going to allow the EPA to set the tune that we dance to here. Push them out of that and let energy, ag, and other industry here in Texas produce like it needs to. That's gonna send a real message all over the country and kind of restore to America that manufacturing base that we once had and allow people to get back to that healthy, prosperous economy.
well, you're an intelligent lady, you're a constitutionalist, people are really resonating with your message. And I just want to say again, regardless if you win or not, we all win because you've now injected real issues and we're now growing the grassroots across the country, just like with what happened with Ron Paul. It is essential, though, that people support you, that they put your yard signs up, that they call local radio, that they call BLO and say put you in the next debate, that they donate on your website or sign up at your Facebook or get your email and text message alerts. It is essential, and it's just the political will of getting involved will lead us to victory. We know the path of standing up for freedom will win if people just keep going, keep a-coming, and never back off and never stop. In the last 3-4 minutes we've got left, Deborah Medina, other issues, other points you'd like to make to this worldwide audience?
Well, I think I've got to pick up with where you're going. You're absolutely right, Alex. This is pedal to the metal. The only poll that counts is March the 2nd. That is Texas Independence Day. The dominoes are falling our way. If you ever thought that there was a time when your vote counted, it is now. You've got to get out. You've got to do all you can to raise the identity of this campaign, to help people know that there is someone carrying the voice of the people. I am just that vessel carrying that message. I'm honored to do it for Texas. I'm going to fight really hard, but we have got to have your help. We can win this race. Don't let up. Don't back off. This is a sprint to the finish. We're going to push really hard through till 7:01 p.m. on March 2nd and not let up a second before then. MedinaForTexas.com. Help us that way. Get out, knock on doors, let your neighbors know, ask them to vote, and then make sure that they go vote. So many people say, oh, yeah, I'm all about that, and then they get busy and they don't vote. Early voting starts in February. Very important that we turn out and vote at the polls. Don't be discouraged by any negative media reports that you might see. I think we kind of took everybody by surprise last night. I expect in the next 48 to 72 hours they'll get their act together and they'll start putting the negative spin on this and trying to marginalize the campaign and again say we're not going to have an impact on this race. Boy, we're going to have an impact, and we saw that last night. There was a period, and I know, you know, we've got a lot of problems with Google, but there was a period last night that we were the number one search on Google, and for several hours we were the number three search on Google. It went through not just Texas but the country like a firestorm. We can win this, but it means all of us have got to dig in till March 2nd and work hard.
The people know we're being looted and being robbed. 30-plus states are moving to declare sovereignty. The media spins that and says it's secession. No. The states created the federal government. They're saying no. The federal government's controlled by offshore banks. That's now public. Geithner's on the verge of being indicted. We now have this individual at the White House, Harvard professor Cass Sunstein, is now the head of federal regulation, saying that he wants to ban free speech and the Second Amendment. I mean, he's actually saying it on video, on television, and that he's the next guy set to be the next Supreme Court justice. I mean, this country's in deep trouble.
Well,
these people aren't playing games.
You know, it's what caused the battle at the Alamo. They're essentially declaring the Constitution null and void. We've got a rule of law here. We're just going to ignore it. We ignore it. That's when Travis drew a line in the sand and said, you know, we're not ignoring this. You're not going to toss out the Constitution and name yourself dictator. That's what's happening here. People see it. We will either fight today at the ballot box or our children will shed blood to regain the freedoms that we've lost. I think we know that. I think all of Texas knows that. Now's the time to dig in. Fight
and
hard.
Again,
let's go.
You're just saying what everybody already knows. Finally, you're saying, and I hear all these people calling into talk radio saying, I want Medina. These other people are fakes. I'm hearing Democrats say, I want Medina, not some establishment Democrat who's an Obamanoid. People know the two big parties are a fraud. They know that you're, you know, cut out of Ron Paul cloth and that you're the real deal. We need to make you governor. And we need to certainly try as hard as we can, because regardless, we win in the info war by doing it. I talk about my neighbors, a bunch of yuppies who don't usually care about what's happening. I talk to them now. They're all waking up and freaking out. Deborah Medina, we salute you. and we thank you for your great work. Let me say bye to you during the break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the White House czar saying he wants your guns.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care, and right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the 15th day of January 2010. I am now going to cover one of the most important issues we have ever discussed on this radio broadcast. When I say that over 90% of the time when I cover an issue, it turns out it's worse than I thought. It's worse than we have said previously. And that is certainly the case with Barack Obama and his czars. As bad as Bush was, New World Order, staged terror attacks, fake wars, fake WMDs, Patriot Act, Obama has continued and expanded all of it. And now the Village Voice and Raw Story and all the big liberal publications are admitting he's a monster. But he's a monster because that's his job. 4 times the Wall Street money that John McCain got. Not that John McCain would have been good. Obama was the heir apparent. He was the corporate choice, the globalist choice. McCain would have been just as bad. But Obama was vetted. He was chosen. He engages in so many frauds that we cover in the Obama Deception, that we cover in my other film from last year, Fall of the Republic. I mean, he lied about not hiring lobbyists. All he hired was lobbyists. He lied about saying he wouldn't do signing statements that are unconstitutional, where he just writes the laws however he wants after Congress passes them. He swore he wouldn't do that. He swore he'd have the most open government. He swore he'd end the war in Iraq immediately. Then it was 16 months and 20 months and 5 years. He's increasing all these other wars. He's expanding torture, secret arrest. He does little things like go, I'm fighting against these bailouts of the banks when his people all passed him. His people were in the private sector and government running it with Bush. They handed the baton off to him. Then he says, I've signed an executive order stopping executive pay and stopping bonuses to AIG, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Citibank, and others. And then if you read the executive order, it said they can have unlimited. And the regulators from Goldman Sachs that run the government regulation at the SEC, they get to shut down bonuses to small banks and credit unions. And they get to come in with regulators and take over banks like Wahoo that were healthy. They have a license to steal other banks, insurance companies, to take over whatever they want. And his new tax on banks, I've read his proposal. It's a selective tax that his regulators, all J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs former employees, that's all they are. They pass bailout money and give it to themselves under Bush. They continue it under Obama and give it to themselves. I mean, it's just unbelievable magnitude of fraud. And yeah, you thought Bush was bad, tripling the size of government in 8 years, in less than 1 year in office. He hasn't even been in office a year. 8 months in is when we passed the Rubicon. More money. We're now 11 and a half months in. Within 8 months of being in office, he had spent more money than all presidents from George W. Bush to George Washington before him. And that's an official number. $12 trillion with interest on top of it. It's not even calculated. Without interest. More than all presidents before him combined, and he said he was going to balance the budget and cut spending. And he's still saying, I'm cutting spending and balancing the budget. That's like hacking someone's arms and legs off with a hatchet and telling him you're going to help them not bleed to death. Now he's hacked the arms and legs off, he just chopped the head off, and the final blood's spraying out, and he's saying, I'm helping you. I mean, it is just unbelievable the level of brazen chutzpah or whatever, arrogance, aplomb, in-your-face, hubris, imperial, insane, megalomania. But remember, he's just a front man, a Harvard lawyer reading off a teleprompter. It's the banks and the offshore corporations that are doing this. Now, I didn't drop the ball, but I just want to point out for new listeners, if you think we're exaggerating, it's almost always worse than I think. Every czar I look at, because I've only looked at a few in depth, last night I started randomly looking at all his other czars. Every one of them has declared themselves in books they've written or white papers in recent times that they are Marxist, Leninist, Maoist. I mean, that, folks, Mao killed 60 plus million people. I mean, they openly say they're communists, every stinking one of them. Every one of them, his diversity czar, his Office of Information Regulatory Affairs czar, his community organizing czars. I spent hour after hour last night. I couldn't believe it was worse than I even thought. Every one of them saying there's no Second Amendment, they will completely take your guns. Every one of them saying they want to ban free speech. Clip after clip of them saying, we want to do what Hugo Chavez has done and ban all media we don't agree with. We've got those clips. In fact, just for everybody right now watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, Google White House czar says he wants Hugo Chavez-style censorship. And you'll see multiple. It's a talking point. You'll see multiple ones doing it. The diversity czar and others. Go and Google, and you'll see video of them. This is not our opinion. This is not just their writings. People don't seem to take their own books serious. Written by them. If you Google the term White House czar says Second Amendment needs to be overturned, you will get countless links. Look, you get Sunstein, you get them all when you put that term in. Yeah, it's the diversity czar one. Lloyd, it's right there. Obama's diversity czar, Lloyd, and Marxist. And then it goes into him, and there's video. Scroll down. There'll be video of him saying in a speech. The video's gone dead, so you need to go find it on YouTube. The point is, there's so much of this. There's so many mountains of this where they're saying it. And they don't just say, we're going to restrict some free speech with a fairness doctrine or censoring the web. They say, we're going to outlaw criticizing government. They say, we're going to infiltrate your groups and call for violence, posing as your groups, any grassroots organization, anti-war, pro-gun. It's everybody's listed by them. And we're going to come into your groups, and we're going to try to get those that don't leave to commit crimes so we can jail you. That's what one of the most powerful czars, Cass Sunstein, says, and we've got his quotes. We've got his white paper he wrote a year and a half ago and released. This is one of Obama's chief mentors. And we need to really let it sink in that these really are outrageous criminals that hate our freedom. Zoom in right here on this document, this article from PrisonPlanet.com. Obama information czar plan for government to infiltrate conspiracy groups. Sunstein called for COINTELPRO-style effort to silence truth army of hired provocateurs. But the main article I want printed, and I've asked Steve Watson to add the videos I sent him this morning. I want people to see it, not just links to it or not just quotes. Or ask Kurt Nemo to add it, and we'll post it on InfoWars. One of the most important articles we've ever posted, titled, because it's not this one, Obama's favorite for Supreme Court Justice Sunstein wants to ban guns, free speech. I need to get that on screen for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Radio listeners can go there and read it. Good, he's added the videos. Literally, folks, I'm in a war room. It's the equivalent of somebody in a foxhole at the Alamo, and enemy soldiers are just climbing over us. I mean, I'm just like, fire at that one. Intensify fire there. Look at this. Look at that. I mean, it is just mountains of them out in the open going, we're going to arrest you. We're going to ban your speech. We're going to ban hunting. We're going to ban the Second Amendment outright. We're going to take your guns. We're going to arrest you. I mean, it is unbelievable. And then scroll down for people on that article. Obama's favorite for Supreme Court Justice Sunstein wants to ban guns, free speech. Regulatory czar has already been tapped for senior position. And you scroll down, you can see the YouTube videos of him at Harvard and other universities openly, hour after hour after hour. I got up at 6:30 this morning, went back downstairs on the computer, and just kept watching him. I mean, it is one thing to read his Harvard and his Chicago law school papers written a year and a half ago calling for this. This guy now interprets and runs all executive enforcement of law. Remember John Yoo, one of the White House lawyers, saying we can bury someone alive, pull their fingernails out, or crush a child's genitals in front of their parents? He wrote that in a White House memo. And then the Council on Foreign Relations was even freaked out by it, one of the members, Professor Castle. We had him on the show. He clandestinely recorded it. That's against CFR rules. And Castle said, isn't it true you wrote that you can torture small children in front of their parents? And John Yoo said, yes, the president is basically God. He can do whatever he wants. That was just a White House lawyer. This lawyer runs everything. He tells the Justice Department what to do. He tells everybody what to do. He was a Supreme Court clerk, as most later Supreme Court members are. That's one of the most popular people they tap, as someone who worked there out of law school. He worked for Thurgood Marshall. This is the man that they tapped at first, and then they picked Sonia Sotomayor, but he's next, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg is set to step down with health problems in the next year, and they will ram him through the House and Senate. They will get him approved in the Senate. That's where they do that. And we will be stuck with a man who is engaged in criminal high treason. As a citizen, you can say there's no right to keep and bear arms and we need to ban them. But you can't be in a government position and call for that. That is treason. And you can't be in a government position and call for arresting people for their free speech. And you can't be a private citizen and say we need to infiltrate peaceful groups and try to get them to commit acts of violence so we can break up their political movements. And he says all that in his Harvard paper written by University of Chicago Law School and Harvard University Law School. Look at it! Read it! Don't watch the stinking playoffs this Sunday. If you care about your future, you better make time to read this! Governments killed 200 million people. The same big banks funded the communist and the fascist on record to go in and loot and rob the middle class. The same banks funded the Russians in the early 1990s to set up six oligarchs to rob the country. We know who these people are. They're George Soros, Rockefeller, Rothschild funded on record. They openly want to ban your free speech. Read it. He says, if you criticize the government in any way and differ from anything that is government policy, you are to be arrested, or at the bare minimum, newspapers that publish things. See, for little people, they want to arrest us. For big newspapers and publications, he says, a special discriminatory tax against you. We have all the quotes boiled down in Paul Watson's article from yesterday. Obama information czar outlined plan for government to infiltrate conspiracy groups. Sunstein called for COINTELPRO-style effort to silence truth using army of hired provocateurs. Here's another one. Obama information czar calls for banning free speech. Now, we've actually read the document, and our articles are the most damning. But you can go to the Village Voice, to Raw Story, to all these big liberal publications. They have headlines like, Got Fascism? And they point out how illegal this is. Now, look, I have read the thousands of pages over the years of the COINTELPRO documents. And if you don't know what COINTELPRO is, you need to just Google the term and go to Encyclopedia Britannica. It's where the FBI and federal government took over state police, namely, and infiltrated mainline, extreme, you name it, churches, any community groups, any soup kitchens, anybody that tried to create local community. The feds don't want that. They want collapse of society for dependence. And they have the same system under common purpose in England. And Cass Sunstein says, we're doing this. He says, we'll go on the web, we'll pose as conspiracy theorists. That's anybody that questions any official government dogma. Because people don't trust the government anymore, or even the government's experts. So we need to secretly hire experts to go on TV. He mentions Like Popular Mechanics, which is run by Chertoff's nephew. That's right. Former head of Homeland Security, making all this money off of naked body scanners. And he goes on to say that we will go in there and call for violence to run off and break up the groups because these people are pacifist, and we know pacifism is the most effective against us, is what he said. And he said that we'll try to get others to do things illegal so we can arrest them. Now, that's illegal. That's more than entrapment. That's provocateuring. And it's illegal. Can you imagine someone set to be the next Supreme Court justice who openly says on television that he wants to restrict the Second Amendment, and there's no right to keep and bear arms, and that soon the courts will rule in the next 3 years to overthrow the Second Amendment? I played that clip earlier. Can you imagine someone that says there's no right to free speech? Can you imagine that's who the government, that's who Wall Street wants? And why did they get rid of Van Jones? He was bad on a lot of fronts, but he was against government-sponsored terror and signed a petition for 9/11 truth. This guy says arrest someone if they talk about 9/11 truth. He says that should be illegal. He's an establishment person. That's why you're not going to hear much from Fox News about getting rid of him. We need to push this story out into the open, make it a big issue. But hell, they're keeping White House science czar John P. Holdren, who wrote the 1,100-page book Eco-Science, calling for poisoning the water supply to sterilize the public, and who calls for a, quote, planetary dictatorship to carry out the orderly extermination of the population. I mean, that's what I mean. Every czar is a ultra-radical extremist would-be enslaver and killer. I mean, you cannot... These writings are worse than Hitler, Stalin, Lenin, and Mao. I've read their writings. I've read Mein Kampf. I've read the writings of Lenin and Stalin. I've read Marx and Engels. They weren't even this bold in print. I mean, they're telling you what they're going to do to you. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And he goes on and on. I'm going to play some of these audio clips for radio listeners, video clips for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It's unending. The books, the white papers, the videos of them saying, oh, I love Mao. Oh, I love Lenin. Oh, I love Stalin. Oh, my God, I can't wait to arrest all these people. Editorials written by Daily Kos about how they can't wait to use the military against American gun owners. Just frothing, wicked, demonic, horrible tyrants launching all these new wars, masquerading with lisping, effeminate, fake liberal voices. They're not liberals, folks. These are monsters. They're as liberal as Joe Stalin. I mean, it's just... And the average limp-wristed, patchouli-wearing liberal running around thinking they're... You people are sick, man. You are sick. I mean, I am absolutely shaken by these people. We must resist them.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-7310. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-7310. That's 1-800-580-7310. 1-800-580-7310.
Now I want everybody to very, very carefully, because I'm going to lay out the enemy's battle plan. Why do you think in Europe and the United States masses of poor immigrants have been brought in and paid to be brought in many cases by the government? Why do you think in Minnesota they brought in more than 1 million people in just the last decade in Minnesota alone? The government pays to fly them there. Because then the government gets them on welfare, keeps them as basically kept political slaves, who will then vote for gun control, vote for open borders, vote for restrictions in free speech for tiny little payoffs. And they tell them, oh, you're going to get free health care. Then they raise everybody's taxes, cut everybody's health care. They even rip off the slaves. The slaves don't know that, though. They come from countries of enslavement. They don't know any better. They didn't have George Washington to set things up. That's why the system demonizes this country, because it's been the best. It's not perfect, but heads above everything else. Heads and shoulders, mountains above many. So they're bringing them in here, and when you read what these people write, they go, very soon we're going to be basically half foreigner, and there's nothing the middle class can do. We're going to take over and arrest them. They actually do want, folks, think about it. Every one of these czars says, we are going to ban your guns. They introduce the bills where the attorney general can ban any and all guns he wants to himself. If you're on a no-fly, you're on a no-buy, all of this stuff. Then they say, we don't know why people are saying we want your guns. We don't know why there's record purchases of guns, because people actually went and read the bills. But see, Cass Sunstein, in his conspiracy theory papers and reports, says, if people think there's a move to get their guns, it's a conspiracy, but I do want to ban them. See, it's a mental game he plays where he's God, you're the child, and he tells you what to do. He says there's no global government. Doesn't matter if Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the UN, calls for it in the New York Times and speeches in the last month. It doesn't matter if Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU, calls for it and says Copenhagen Treaty is to bring in world government taxes to be paid to offshore banks. It doesn't matter if open world government's being announced literally in thousands of newspapers in the last year. Go to Google. Type in global government, global governance, and click news. And it'll show you just in the last week how many articles there have been in the first block. When they had the G20, there were over 2,200 articles in 1 week calling for new world order, world government. Now, they're openly announcing world government, but Cass Sunstein says you're not allowed to talk about it. You're not allowed to address that it's real. You're not allowed to discuss it. It doesn't exist. You need to be arrested. Look, there's the Wall Street Journal. Global government. Look at all those global governments right there. You can go read thousands and thousands. 94,000 hits came up under Google News. This isn't web. This is newspapers. But according to Cass Sunstein, you need to be banned. You need to be arrested if you say it exists. And again, in his own white paper report written a year and a half ago, he now implements all federal regulations and laws. He says, you will not be allowed to say, and it will be made illegal. Go read it. To say sunlight is good for you. This ridiculous conspiracy theory must be banned. See, that sounds crazy. It sounds asinine. It's meant to. He may say you can't drink milk on Wednesdays. He may say you've got to wear a purple hat. It's all about training you to do what they say. They mean to be outrageous. They mean to bustle in like a bully and squat on you and spit in your face. He wants your guns. He wants your freedom. He wants your kids. He's a criminal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.